Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
When you get negative results and the dynamic that we have now in terms of results is very, very poor, you want to be relying on the support of our fans. I think that our fans have been magnificent. We had three difficult away fixtures, going to Southampton, going to Newcastle, going to Hull, and they always travel with big, big numbers. And obviously we need to rely on them to get positive performances, but we can't wait to reward them with positive results because the quality in the squad is ready to shine. And you get moments like the one we're experiencing now, and it's important that we get through in the best manner just to fulfill our potential. So playing at Goodison is something that we look forward to. And being in the FA Cup is a completely different excitement and something to really, really achieve. To be able to get into the next round is an incredible reward at this moment of time. And it could really trigger our confidence back into the level that it should be.
Well, it's by no means a full house, but those that are inside Goodison Park are loyal Evertonians determined to cheer their side to victory in this FA Cup tie tonight. Everton against West Ham on Radio City Sport for you this evening. Graham Sharp and Alan Irwin, your commentary team inside Goodison for this Tuesday night tie. And the FA Cup third round ties will be complete this evening. Everton making three changes from the 2-0 defeat at Hull on New Year's Day. Alcaraz is out suspended. Baines is not in the 18. Kone is on the bench. In come Oviedo, Distan and Lukaku. Joel Robles continuing in goal in the absence of Tim Howard. A back four of Coleman, Jagielka, Distan and Oviedo. Besic and Barry in front of them. Naismith, Barkley and Morales are the three behind the Romelu Lukaku. Alongside Kone on the bench, John Stones is back. Samuel Eto'o, Aidan McGeady, Tyus Browning, Luke Garbutt and Russell Griffiths complete the substitutes. West Ham have made four changes from their 1-1 draw against West Brom. In come Nolan, Noble, Jarvis and Valencia for Song, Kouyaté, Sarko and Carroll. Adrian in goal, same back four as it was against West Brom. Jenkinson, Collins, Reed and Cresswell. In front of them, Amal Fatano and Noble. And then Downing, Nolan and Jarvis with Ener Valencia leading the attack. And in the middle has presided over two Everton victories this season. His only two Everton games saw us beat West Brom 2-0 away and Villa 3-0 at home. Please, please, may that record continue. Anthony Taylor's the man in the middle.
I sincerely hope so.
West Ham in the claret and blue. Just under 1,000 West Ham fans have made the trip, around about 800 of them, I think, for a Tuesday night.
Any chance of starting the game? Two cameramen on the pitch. Unbelievable.
We're almost set, almost set. If you've got your TVs on, then we're on the opposite side to the TV cameras, providing the commentary from the press box here at Goodison Park. And we are about to get underway with Everton attacking the Park End goal. There goes referee Taylor's whistle. Away we go. A tie at Bristol City or Doncaster awaits the winners. I suppose a certain Mr. Snowden from Radio City Sport will be hoping that it's a Doncaster victory in that replay against Bristol City, but let's do our job first, Graham.
Yeah, I think we'll be looking for that as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
The game.
Now it's with Lukaku down the left edge of the penalty area. He tries to put it into the box, blocked by Collins, throw in close to the corner flag. Oviedo will take for Everton. Bullens Road side of the ground, thrown to Ross Barkley. Comes back into the path of Oviedo via a West Ham boot into the penalty area for Lukaku. Turns and puts one into the box, deflected off Collins on the way. And this will be cleared by West Ham and Cresswell, who wins a throw in close to the corner flag left hand side.
Yeah, decent play down the left hand side from Lukaku. Fizzy's one across the box.
Falls with the West Ham keeper. launches it high into the night sky. Goodison Park. Down it comes, and Everton have it halfway line now with Lukaku just giving it to Barkley. Barkley's ball for Naismith. He's got in behind Collins, left edge of the box. Naismith cuts it back. It won't find Lukaku, but already it's a little better from Everton.
Yeah, better. And a great idea from Stephen Naismith as well.
And West Ham have won the last four cup meetings between these two sides. Everton won the four prior to that. They've now got to defend, have Everton, because West Ham have been given a corner here.
Yeah, we've got Jarvis on the left-hand side, who knows Pacey. Good battle between him and Coleman. Where they get a set piece, talked before the game about this, is probably their best opportunity to cause us problems.
Corner then for West Ham. All back for the Blues. Corner delivered in by Jarvis, and it will result in another one for West Ham on the main stand side of the ground. They're attacking the Gladys Street goal here at Goodison Park. Jarvis is going to take. This time he goes short. Gets the return pass, puts it on his right foot, swings it into the penalty area, and Naismith is back doing the defending. Amal Fatano heads back into the penalty area, but it is away by Everton as far as Jenkinson on the halfway line, who uses Amal Fatano again. Up towards Ena Valencia. Valencia out on that right-hand side, the Ecuador international. That's a decent ball in for Amal Fatano, and his shot is deflected high into the crowd behind Robles' goal off Distan.
Yeah, it was a great little ball from Noble. Just comes inside, just leaves Gareth Barry and just slips it inside the runner, and Amal Fatano away from Stephen Naismith. Sylvain Distan does well with the block. A little bit of pressure from West Ham. This is when you want your goalkeeper to come out now and just go and clear this.
Yeah.
Don't be positive.
Yeah, command your penalty area. Downing, left-footed, near post. It's off the head of Besic and behind for a corner. Another corner for West Ham, their fourth of the evening. Almost 10 minutes played. This is Radio City Sport live at Goodison Park. The game is goalless. And West Ham winning a series of corners. And this one, again, played short by Downing for Jarvis. Jarvis inside the penalty area. Jarvis on his left foot, chips it into the box. Headed away and well wide in the end, I have to say, from Winston Reid. But it was still half a chance, that.
Well, it's half a chance, and it's come from, you know, Everton, you know, being slow to react to the quick corner. Quick corner's taken, Everton are slow to react. They managed to get the ball back in the box. And at the end, Winston Reid heads wide.
No pace on the ball as it came to him. There's Lukaku chasing this one, but Winston Reid puts it out.
Listen, the applause, because it's just a ball played in the channel, and Lukaku gets in the channel, and we get a throw-in by the penalty box.
Yeah, throw-in about level with the edge of the box, maybe a touch nearer. And Coleman is going to take for Everton. Lukaku receives, controls, gives it back to Coleman, still hugging the right touchline. Now Mo Besic back for Coleman, into Lukaku. Lukaku just outside the corner of the penalty area. Back it goes for Besic. Besic plays a left-footed ball towards the edge of the penalty area. Collins heads away, and here's Nolan to play it forward, but straight into the path of Barry, who immediately tries to seek out Lukaku, but was headed away by Reid.
A little bit of pressure. And again, Barry playing the ball forward quicker.
Going to throw in again, 25 yards from the corner flag, right-hand side. Coleman takes, Lukaku's there, Lukaku across the penalty area, left-footed shot, bounces off the keeper, but Adrian gets there before Morales could put any rebound home. Adrian made the save and had the flag gone up, Graham.
No, the flag never went up. You know, Morales was nearly on the rebound, but good play from Lukaku. You would have to say it was poor marking from West Ham, allowing the throw-in just to come in the inside. You know, good strike, good touch from Lukaku, great strike.
Yeah, that's what he does best, really, isn't it? Going across the penalty area and getting a strike at goal.
Straight at the goalkeeper, so couldn't hold it. Morales is in there, tries to toe poke it past him. Keeper reacts well.
13 minutes played, and Everton switched off as Downing gets a shot on goal, which Robles has to tip over. And not just Everton switched off, they almost caught me napping there on that free kick.
Yeah,
taken
was.
Quickly.
Very quickly.
Downing's shot tipped over the crossbar.
Yeah, Brian Oviedo needs to go out there and attack that ball quicker.
Corner then, Downing takes again. into the box towards Winston Reid. His header is glanced wide, but kept in play, is it? No, it looked like it had gone out.
Yes.
Amal Fatano's playing on, and so are West Ham, and they put it back into the box. Naismith gets it away. Everton clear up towards Morales. He can't keep it. I'm sure that should have been a goal kick.
Yeah, it was out.
The ball's gone all the way back to the West Ham keeper. West Ham have enjoyed more of the ball in the opening 17 minutes, you'd have to say that. Here's Collins. This ball down the right-hand side will reach Jenkinson eventually. Jenkinson in towards Jarvis, flick towards goal, straight into the arms of Joel Robles.
Just got in front of this time.
Essich and Coleman just exchanged passes. Someone needs to take responsibility, and eventually it's back inside the Everton half with Jagielka, right. Who gives it to Besic again. Across the halfway line, towards the left-hand side, Distan for Oviedo. Oviedo's ball forward for Barkley. Oviedo's continued his run. Barkley turns back onto his right foot and plays it square across for Naismith. Naismith hits it, and wide of the right-hand post.
That's
but,
better.
Decent effort.
Yeah, it's good football as well. They were patient in the build-up. Went from right to left. Mitchell working it into Stephen Naismith. 25 yards out, just kind of chokes his shot. We talked before the game about getting shots.
Yeah. Well, Everton had a couple of efforts at goal. Lukaku's seen one save. Naismith has just hit that one wide. It's 0-0. And we've played 20 minutes at Goodison. Winston Reid is on the ball, the central defender for Stuart Downing. Downing for Nolan. Back with Collins now, just outside his own penalty area.
Well, I think with him, you've got to put him under pressure because he'll give you a chance.
Oh, and Everton have got a chance now. Nolan's given the ball away to Barry. Barry's fed it for Morales. Morales has a shot, and it loops off the side of Winston Reid and into the air for Adrian to save.
Well, it's a real chance for Everton. Probably should have done better.
Ball forward there from West Ham, looking for Jarvis, is cut out by Coleman. Watch the run of Jarvis all the way. Here's Naismith feeding Barkley. Barkley for Lukaku. It's a great ball. Lukaku's inside the penalty area, and his shot is just wide. He took it well, left-footed, but it was just inches wide of Adrian's left-hand post. Good move by Everton.
Yeah, better from Everton. Talked about Barkley. Great run from Barkley, and it's a great pass as well. Times he's run to perfection. Good first touch. Gets it out of his feet. Under pressure. Goes across the goalkeeper. You'd have to say the goalkeeper's done well in terms of angles. A slight deflection, could have been a corner. But a better move from Everton, quicker.
It was
more
indeed.
Decisive.
Throw in midway inside the Hammers' half. Besic receives from the throw. Inside for Distan, centre circle. Now Oviedo in for Barkley. Controls and turns. Square for Besic. Back it goes for Barkley. Leaves it for Barry, on for Lukaku. Lukaku forward for Naismith, it's a good ball. Naismith can cut it back, oh, right across the face of goal, under the arm of Adrian. Morales wasn't quite there, and the ball's out for a throw.
What a great move, what a great turn from Stephen Naismith. From Romelu Lukaku, and a great little ball. Difficult angle for Naismith to score. All he can do is try and get across the goal. He does left-footed. And there's nobody there, and it's a simple touch for anybody inside that six-yard box. With just little glimpses in the last couple of minutes.
Indeed, two Everton opportunities. West Ham coming forward now. Amal Fatano for Valencia. Doesn't get the return pass, though. Tries to climb all over Besic, who has it for Everton. And Besic in for Ross Barkley. Now, Naismith. For Oviedo, left touchline. Kevin Morales receives.
Take him on.
This time we're looking for a flag there. Morales with a ball into the box. What a dangerous one it was. And Coleman at the far post was almost able to get a touch, but couldn't. And it goes behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, it's a great ball from Morales. Just checks back onto his right foot and whips it in. West Ham complaining about offside the initial run, but Morales, one touch, whip it in. I tell you what, the West Ham defender, I think it's Winston Reid, is fortunate. He lets it go, thinking there's nobody behind him. Coleman just inches away on the back post.
Everton win the ball back. Besic, and then Oviedo forward for Morales here. Morales up to the edge of the box. Morales on his right foot, shot deflected. And it goes behind for an Everton corner.
Well, it all comes from a great tackle midfield from Besic. Crowd rise. Gets it sweet to Morales again. There's only one thing in his mind. Come inside. Deflected from Nolan. Wide of the target. Last couple of minutes we've seen Morales running at defenders. That's what we need them to do more often.
Here's Cresswell with a ball into the penalty area. Comes back into the path of Amalfitano. Well, he had a second bite at the cherry there, and his right-footed effort is over the crossbar.
Yeah, it was fortunate. It came back off Jagielka. Jagielka didn't know an awful lot about it. Mm. Turned his back, it ricocheted off his legs straight into the feet of Amalfitano. One touch out his feet, spins it over.
Amalfitano for West Ham. Taken from him by Everton and Naismith. Now Lukaku. Good turn. Lukaku driving towards the penalty area on his left foot. Good shot. Keeper can't hold it. And he's saved by the intervention of his centre-back, Winston Reid, who slides in to concede the corner.
Yeah, good play again from Romelu Lukaku. Turns in the halfway line. Turns away from Collins. It's like the Titanic turning. James Collins. Good strike from Lukaku. I'm not too sure what the goalkeeper's doing. Spills it. And he's fortunate his defender just here to clear the danger.
And we have a corner which Ross Barkley has taken in towards the near post, flicked off Sylvain Distan, comes back out via Jagielka to Barkley. Barkley on his right foot drives it into the penalty area, defended in the 6-yard box, cleared as far as Besic. Besic for Distan. We're inside the final minute of the first half, and Coleman goes back from the halfway line to his goalkeeper. A few annoyed Evertonians, but I don't think he had much option there. The ball cleared by Everton, only onto the chest of James Collins as we approach stoppage time, which will probably just be the 1 minute here at Goodison at the end of this first half. Everton nil, West Ham nil.
Yeah,
Everton inside their own half, have the ball. Referee has a little look at his watch and says, that will do, half-time at Goodison Park, and the two teams can't be separated in this FA Cup third-round tie. It's goalless. There have been chances. Everton have had a few. Lukaku has seen a couple of shots saved by Adrian. He hasn't been able to hold them, but Everton haven't been able to net the rebounds. Naismith has drilled one across the face of goal as well. He's also had a shot wide from outside the penalty area. West Ham have certainly put Everton under pressure inside their own penalty area, albeit from a series of corners, both left and right, which in the end haven't forced Rob Les into too many saves. But West Ham have certainly had their fair share of possession in this FA Cup tie. But it's goalless, and the longer it goes, I suppose, state the obvious, one goal might just win it, Graham.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you go for a corner, County 3, West Ham are ahead. But I just thought Everton played some decent stuff in the first half. You know, just not that finishing touch, a couple of whizzing across the 6-yard box. We just can't get MD on the end of it. But I thought overall, it was probably a bit better. You know, I thought they had lots of possession at times, you know, winning second balls, but I thought Everton did okay. You know, and I think when they did come to life and Bartley can get the ball and run it, but I think Lukaku has done well. You know, he's looked at the liveliest, you know, up top. He's had a few opportunities where he's turned and ran. You know what, at the back four, as I said, James Collins, you get yourself up against him, you're always going to do him. So Morales and Lukaku have done okay, and look a likely threat to score a goal. Defensively, yeah, not bad. They bossed the midfield a little bit. They've had nice, lots of possession in and around there without actually carving out any opportunities. Their best opportunities have probably come from set pieces, you know, the corner count, the umpteen corners. But overall, manager will be reasonably happy. It's better. We look as if we're quicker going forward. We're trying to move the ball a little bit quicker. So more positive signs. You know, just need that goal. I think that will settle everybody down, and then West Ham will have to come out and chase it a little bit. I thought first half, yeah, not bad. You know, best I've seen for a wee while. In terms, I think we deserve to be ahead, but, you know, just can't get that goal at the moment. But all to play for second half. What we don't want is a replay.
Well, it's been an open game. Just as the game goes on, do you think both sides will be thinking about replays and whether that plays a part in you know, hampering the Premier League season?
No, I don't think so. I think they'll go and try and win it. I think Everton kicking into Gladys Street second half, you know, hopefully they can suck one in if you want. And, you know, that hopefully that'll be the case and we can win the game on the first occasion. But, you know, I think the manager will be expressing to players, go and play the same way, just go and try and attack.
Yep.
Go try and show your flair. Ross Barkley's been quiet, but when he has came to life, you know, he looks as if he's the one that can run away. He's certainly got the legs. I said before the game, we've certainly got the legs, you know, from out with our front four. I think we're quicker than what they've got at the back, and hopefully second half that will cause them more problems.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Two teams making their way back out for the second half of this one. Goals at the break, not expecting any changes, Graham.
No, not at all. The manager will be relatively happy with what he saw first half, but again, you know, kicking into Gladys Street, hopefully we can get that little bit of luck, you know, maybe just start to turn the season around. But certainly performance wise you know, it's been better than what we've seen in recent weeks. They've looked more of a threat, you know, especially when they pick up, as I said. I think that's due to the legs in midfield, you know, when you look at Nolan and Noble. I think we've got the running of them, and like Sir Bartley when he runs at them, Besic when he runs at them, Lukaku. So, you know, hopefully second half we can turn, you know, some of the chances into goals and get through to the next round, and then look forward to Manchester City at the weekend.
Yeah, we'll talk about that once the final whistle has blown here. Right, I think all the players have finally made it out, and a little later than advertised. Sam Allardyce is taking his seat in the dugout. He sat in the director's box for the first half, but he's back in the dugout for the second period, just down below us, and Everton are going to attack the Gladys Street goal. And I think the referee's just waiting for the signal from the...
No, I think we're missing a man, aren't we?
Are we? I thought he was waiting for the signal from the TV bosses.
Sylvain Distan?
Yeah. Everton are minus a player at the moment, and that has just held things up somewhat for the second half at Goodison Park. I don't know what's up with Sylvain Distan, but eventually, to huge cheers. Well, not huge. He makes his way out. And we are all set, and the second half can get underway at Goodison. Everton 0, West Ham 0, and Everton kick off the second half. Send it back to Gareth Barry. And on for Seamus Coleman to launch forward towards Lukaku, off the head of Reid, who recovers and stabs it out towards the Everton right. And Naismith driving towards the corner flag. Just couldn't keep the ball in play, though, behind for a goal kick. So many taking their seats for the second half of this one. Goalless at Goodison. Distan heads forward. Naismith helps it on. Morales lobs the keeper, but also lobs it over the crossbar. But it was a right decent idea from Kevin Morales.
Yeah, half chance. Naismith winning the header initially. Beating James Collins. Yeah, just too much on it.
Cresswell's throw received by
that's
Nolan.
Too easy. For me, that's far too easy.
Yeah, allowed to control, turn and pick out a man.
And then switch play, and then all of a sudden...
Jenkinson driving into the penalty. A good run by Jenkinson, and he forces Joel Robles into a save. Low to his left-hand side. He palms it behind for a corner.
That's far too easy. It's a throw on the other side, and they throw it in one touch. All of a sudden, they've switched it. Jenkinson goes past two defenders, goes near post. Expects a goalkeeper to save that. Still, decent save.
Yeah, near post, saved by Robles. And here we go again. Corner, West Ham. Dinked in by... Jarvis, as far as a shot in from Cresswell here, which is blocked. It was down in the corner, in fact, that was chipped into the penalty area. And West Ham are going to get another one on the far side. And the story of the first half continues into the second. The West Ham corner played short. Received by Noble into Jarvis inside the penalty area. The right-footed chip into the six-yard box. Easy for Robles that time. But West Ham have been allowed time and time again to put the ball short from a corner and try and pick someone out. At the moment, West Ham are looking for a second. Downing inside the penalty area, winning another West Ham corner. Left-hand side in front of the travelling army of West Ham fans. The loyal ones have made the trip on this Tuesday evening.
The one thing for me, the worrying is how easy it is he can go from back to front.
Another corner played short. Dinked into the penalty area, and that's a great save from Rob Les after the header from Valencia was tipped over the crossbar.
Should have been two. Have to say it's a sitter. It's a good save from Rob Les, but he should be burying that.
Yeah, good save. Point blank header, really.
Yeah, gets away from Ross Bartley.
Certainly going in, and Rob Les with the touch to take it over the crossbar. Everton trailing 1-0. Can't afford to go two down here. West Ham swing another corner into the 18-yard box. Away by Everton. As far as Jenkinson, planted back out to that left-hand side for Downing to put it into the penalty area. Away by the Blues this time, as far as Lukaku to find Oviedo, gives it back to the big man, Romelu Lukaku, turning on the halfway line, making progress down the right-hand side. Morales is in the penalty area, Lukaku goes alone. Lukaku still going. West Ham have got men back, he gives it to Barry. Barry's shot blocked by Collins on the edge of the penalty area.
In trouble here.
Picked up by Valencia. Valencia touchline on this near side, can't keep the ball. Barry takes it from him. Barry then gets it back from Oviedo to play it into the path of Naismith. Here's Oviedo again for Gareth Barry. Now Besic. Ross Barkley for Everton. Coleman available right-hand side. Here is Coleman finding Lukaku inside the penalty area. Lukaku drives it low into the six-yard box and smuggled away by James Collins.
He looks like our brightest hope at the moment.
Lukaku.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Ross Barkley getting past Nolan. Barkley, 15 yards outside the penalty area. Across it goes for Gareth Barry. Barry into the penalty area for Lukaku's header down. Is in!
Oh! Pushed.
The referee has given a free kick to West Ham inside the penalty area after Lukaku is deemed to have fouled his man before he headed the ball into the corner of the Gladys Street net.
Yeah, good ball. It's on the back post. It's not offside. Oh, it's soft.
That is
really
a soft decision.
Soft
Nolan towards Amal Fatano, but Everton clear only as far as Cole again. Cole causing a nuisance of himself just outside the Everton penalty area. But the ball is back with the Blues, and Besic to find Samueletto. Runs straight into James Collins, who felt the force of Samueletto, but West Ham have the ball and are coming forward. Chance here for Downing. Downing shot wide of the right-hand side. Goal kick Everton. And again, Colton Cole has kicked the ball away.
He's kicked the ball away. The referee's watching it.
I don't think he's watching the right things at the moment. Referee Anthony Taylor. Samueletto is giving it to Ross Barkley at the moment. Now back with Barry. Barkley again, skipping away from two or three challenges. No real progress though. It's back with Barry. And now Besic. Barry again. West Ham with men behind the ball. Here's Barkley again. Into the penalty area it goes. Kills all the way. Just wide at the left-hand post with players unable to get on the end of it, and the keeper unsure as to where it was going to finish.
Yeah, it's a great ball. Great ball. Winston Reid just does enough. This is Shepherd, Lukaku out the way. Goalkeeper doesn't know what they come or see in his line. Option at the end, it just goes past the post.
Everton, who are coming forward now with Ross Barkley. Barkley with a run into the penalty area. Barkley all the way. Left foot, it goes for goal. Adrian beats it behind for a corner.
Thought it was the wrong choice at the end. I thought he should just have smashed it back post. Tries to beat him near post.
And Mo Besic being replaced here by Aidan McGeady. Warm applause for Besic. It's a third and final change from Roberto Martinez. And we've got 6 minutes of the game to play. 6 minutes for Everton to find an equaliser. Oviedo's corner. Jackie Elka missed the header. That was a chance, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ball's picked up again by Everton. John Stones back with Seamus Coleman. Coleman goes up towards Jackie Elka inside the penalty area. Doesn't find him. Picked up though by Oviedo. Jackie Elka on the touchline on this left-hand side, having to find Ross Barkley. Barkley bringing it down well, but one touch too many, really. And West Ham have sent the ball out towards the far side, and Downing. Colton Cole just ran offside, and Downing's ran into Jagielka. Everton have it back, and a chance maybe to get forward themselves, and they need it. Here's Naismith. Lukaku. 10 yards outside the penalty. Lukaku smashes it high and wide. Arms outstretched from Roberto Martinez. Here come Everton with McGeady. For Oviedo, men in the box now, blue jerseys everywhere inside the penalty area. McGeady's ball in, away by West Ham as far as Barry. His headed ball in, away by Collins, desperately trying to win it back, and they have won it back. Oviedo drives it across, chance, Lukaku! Oh, it's the equaliser, and he's threatened it for most of the evening. He's looked the man who would get Everton back in the game. It's Romelu Lukaku scoring his eighth of the season, and it's a priceless one for the Blues. It may just set Everton rolling again. It certainly keeps them in the FA Cup third round. 1-1.
I tell you what, good play from McGeady and Oviedo down the left-hand side. Oviedo just whips a cross in. He does well, Lukaku first to control it. Ball bounces up, and he volleys it past the goalkeeper from about 8 yards out. No more than he deserves, because I thought he's done really well tonight. West Ham complaining about a challenge on Winston Reid, but the relief from the manager to the players to the supporters.
Well, we're inside the fourth minute of stoppage time.
Put it there.
Can Everton go on and win it? Can they? Ball into the penalty area, almost breaks for Barkley, turns into a West Ham player. And Kevin Nolan has the ball before he has it stolen from him by Ross Barkley. And Everton are still in search of another goal which would win this FA Cup tie in stoppage time. Romelu Lukaku is the man who might just get it. He's got it on his left foot. He's driving into the penalty area, cuts it back, and it's off Poyet behind for the corner.
Well, great run from Lukaku again. I thought it could even have been over.
Well, the 4 minutes have just about been played, but of course Everton scored in stoppage time. Can they win it right at the death in what would be an incredible turnaround? Oviedo's ball into the penalty. Jagielka can't hook it towards goal, and the referee says that is it. It's a replay at Upton Park after Everton rescue matters with a late stoppage time equaliser from Romelu Lukaku, surely Everton's best player on the night, the man who deserved a goal. Everton certainly didn't give things up, and they got what I think they deserved in terms of their reward, really, in the end. Romelu Lukaku with a well-taken goal in stoppage time that prevented Everton exiting the competition at the third round stage for the first time in 7 years. Prevented a West Ham victory, which has been something of a rarity of late against Everton. And we head back to Upton Park for an FA Cup third round replay to decide who will face Bristol City or Doncaster Rovers in round four of the competition. It wasn't an FA Cup classic by any stretch of the imagination, but it was an open game of football, and the result was certainly in doubt up until that final whistle blown by Anthony Taylor. And in fact, right up until the death, Everton may even have gone on and won it in stoppage time. But in the end, it's all the way back to London for a replay after Everton's equaliser from Romelu Lukaku.
Good finish from Lukaku, gets Everton out of jail. West Ham, I don't think there's too many complaints. I think it was Joey O'Brien who went into Winston Reid and cropped him. It's a good finish from Lukaku, you know, controls it well, ball sets up, he just volleys it in the bottom corner. So it's a good strike from Lukaku, saves Everton blushes, because it looked for a long, long time as if West Ham had done enough. Crowd go away a little bit happier. Would have been interesting to see if it was 1-0. They saw a lot of effort and commitment, but for me, far too open at times. We're far too open with the system we're playing, and at the moment teams have worked us out and they're picking us off. So the manager will be absolutely delighted. you know, to get something from the game. Performance wasn't bad. You know, we rode our luck a little bit. Poor goal yet again to concede from a set piece, but overall they kept at it. You know, once he had a goal, the crowd got behind him. You know, and they get the just rewards with an equaliser. I think probably the draw, the fair result. I thought we probably did enough to win. But West Ham did really well away from home as well. But happy, glad to get out of jail because I thought that was going to be another defeat. You know, they stopped to rot. Hopefully that brings a little bit of confidence, not only in the players but in the supporters as well. Going into West Ham, going into Manchester City at the weekend. So, yeah, big result in terms of we stopped to rot.
Might just give them some belief, Graham, because we really need it, don't we?
We do, but for me, the system we're playing for whatever is far too open. And against a better side than West Ham, we'll get absolutely...
Well, there's one coming here on Saturday.
We need to be tighter all over the pitch. You know, at times West Ham had loads of possession, looked dangerous every time they hit us on the break. And that's a worry for me. You know, I think we're too open. We're chasing the game and all well and good, but I just think that we need to be more solid and more compact and more difficult to beat. Even in the first half, they had a lot of possession, still the game at 0-0, and they still broke on us. You know, at the end there, I didn't know what we were playing. It was just like, just go and do what you want to do. So, you know, delighted to get out of jail.
Still switched off on too many occasions as well, Graham, for me tonight.
Set pieces conceded a lot. You know, we get punished with one. You know, Collins has ran off three or four players. I think it's Sylvain Distin who picks him up initially, but he runs past two Everton defenders to get a header in near post. Good header. You know, credit to him for that. But I just thought that, you know, giving ourselves a mountain to climb. You know, I just thought it's another game where we're not going to score. But all credit to Lukaku, who I thought had his best game of the season. I thought his hold-up play, he was power. And he took his goal very, very well. So Romelu Lukaku gets my motor range man of the match. I thought Besic did well. And they had to change it. You know, and I was glad to see Romelu scoring the goal. You know, Andy Gray spoke before the game about service to him. I think we did go a little bit more back to front at times, but I seemed up against James Collins. You know, every time he turned and ran up, he looked a danger. And great for him, he got his reward at the end. But what it means a midweek trip down to West Ham. Post-match.
It's a huge relief. I think you've been generous to say a difficult period. It's been a horrendous period for us because the amount of results that we had, the amount of effort that we put in, the amount of football that we put in, we got no rewards whatsoever for one reason or another, and it becomes very tough. And today in the game, I felt that it was a really good game, really open. The first half, probably we created the better chances without taking them. Once West Ham score from a dead ball situation, which they are very, very good at it, it becomes very difficult. Then there's a very good save from Joao Robles, and from that point on I saw an incredible reaction. I saw ourselves being ourselves with an incredible support. Gladys Street was at full voice and we felt that energy, and to get the reward is very significant. We scored a goal that in my eyes it should have been allowed with the physicality that the game shown between when you face West Ham, you're going to have that level of contact. And I felt that Romelu Lukaku action with Creswell, it was unpunishable and it should have been allowed. But then you need to find that goal, and West Ham had everyone behind the ball apart from Carlton Cole, and it becomes a very difficult role when your confidence is low. So to find it, it was a big moment, and I feel that is a big turning point in this run that we were involved.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com.